Welcome to Winning at Life. You're listening to The Daily Wrap, live financial talk radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks.
I'm your co-host, James Parker. Coming up on the show today, I found an interesting little meme on Facebook about something President Eisenhower said about Social Security. It went to Snopes, and I'll be darned if it's not true. Also, if you have a financial situation not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory, 504-260-0995. You can also reach out to us. Send us a text message via the Gregory Ricks & Associates app. Apps you should have for your phone anyway. We're going to go ahead and do a little preview on our next live event coming up July 13th. It's just a couple weeks away here. But something I wanted to just spring on you here from Saturday's show. We stumbled upon a nice little metaphor, and the more we talked about it after the show, the more it kind of bounced around in my head on Sunday, the more we liked it. It is the universal puppy plan. Right. It's just a metaphor. Oh, wait. Let me turn. Hang on. I got to plug you back in over here.
So what's the password for this?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
The Senate's version of health care reform was released to the public, and it's not really, you know, they called the House version Obamacare Light. This is just more Obamacare period than Obamacare Light. Because if you look at the structure, sort of the philosophical underpinnings, the framework of Obamacare, almost all of it stays in place. You know, the reform of the individual market, the exchanges for each state, subsidies for lower and middle income households, pre-existing conditions have to be covered, kiddos staying on mama's plan till he's 27. If you don't get coverage, you have to pay a penalty. Now, they changed the nature of the penalty, but all of that framework is still there. There's still all the subsidies. So
they're doing this because they think this is the most likely route of getting it changed. Now, those against it or whatever, what? Well, put up a plan, because the present form of the health care bill or law is failing.
I mean, do you need a plan? I think repeal is enough. Gregory, what's your plan to make sure every kid has a puppy in America?
Yeah, I don't have one.
There you go.
But I don't need to have one, because if their parents think they should have a puppy, they get to have a puppy.
All right. Now, if I started,
and some kids are going to want puppies and not get puppies because the parents don't think it's appropriate, and they say, "Well, son, you're not going to take care of it. I'm going to have to take care of it, and I don't want to have another little one running around the house doing things it shouldn't do."
Right. So you're under the belief that in a capitalist system, each household should decide whether or not they should purchase
but
a good or service.
You could have
right?
another opinion out there and challenge me on it and say, you know, I think every child in America should have a puppy, and we should see that it happens.
And it should be subsidized at the federal level?
So if need be, so for everybody to have one.
All right. So your buddy Parker goes to the Senate, and he gets the National Puppy Subsidy Program passed. It's a stupid program, right? We're going to take money from taxpayers, and we're going to subsidize puppies for kids, right? Is that a bad program?
And if you don't want a puppy, you still have to get one as part of it, too.
You still have to at least pay for it, too, yeah.
Yeah, and if not, you're going to be taxed for not having a puppy.
There you go. There's a mandate, a puppy mandate.
Yeah.
All right, now, this horrible program somehow slips through and gets passed. Now, if we want to repeal it and, you know, make the world a better place, do you necessarily have to have a replacement for the puppy plan? Or just repealing it?
Yeah, and look, and some of the puppy suppliers have pulled out of some states because they don't like the circumstances, and they're having to put puppies in the homes where the puppies aren't going to be happy themselves. There's major problems. So we saw some more states being withdrawn this week from the puppy program, and it's turning into a problem. And I think it should be completely repealed, and it should be, yeah, everybody has a right to have a puppy, but not to be forced to have one. Or which program do I have to get the puppy from? I don't like those breeders.
Okay, because we're just nailing this metaphor. There's two problems that's going on right now. Big Puppy has lobbyists that are subsidizing so many of these campaigns, and they're leaning on them. It's like, hey, you know, you take away our scratch, we're going to fund your opponent in the next election. And then also, it's just puppies are popular. You know, it sounds good to provide puppies to little kids. Are you against puppies for little kids? Why would you want to take puppies away from little children, Gregory? That's what you're doing. You're cold-hearted and you're mean.
I'm depriving the kids. I think it should be free market dictates it and free will.
Dwayne Stein next, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks.
Now, an update to today's news coming out of, you know, this bill, it sounds like a health care bill. I'm telling you, this is an economics bill. This doesn't have anything to do with doctors. It's all about who gets the bill. CBO scores it, says the Senate health care version of reform would lower the deficit while also increasing the number of uninsured. And that seems to be the big focus. So lower deficit, that's fine. But there's good news and bad news to that. It depends on what side of the aisle you're on. The good news is the Senate health care bill would lower deficit. The problem is because smaller enrollment would be less of a drain on public resources. Now, for me, that sounds like a win-win. But I think about half of the country is going to disagree with me on that one. But I don't think this is changing anyone's mind on whether or not they were going to vote for it as far as the Senate goes. Now, you may see some people use this as an excuse to say, well, I am or am not going to vote for this bill. Or maybe some other deal was made behind closed doors and now they can come out in public and say, well, yeah, I kind of like the CBO score. It looks good to me. But this is kind of in line with what we expected.
Once again, what the CBO said.
It would lower the deficit and increase the number of uninsured. And basically the score was it would lower the deficit because there would be about
now, is this the young people that don't want insurance anyhow?
Yeah, that's the majority of it. Young and then people who are under the poverty line because they predict in future years the insurance deductible will be $6,000, lower than what mine is today. There will be a lot of poor people who will opt out because they would be paying for something that they could never use because they don't have the $6,000 to go through. Which to me sounds like a great option. Well, the good, then they shouldn't have health care, right? Or health care insurance. I mean, look, this is kind of what we expected, though.
Yes.
Okay. But this makes it still not likely to pass, which is going to hurt the economy because there was a lot of tax cuts in there and a little bit of deregulation. And while it's not perfect, it may be somewhat better than what we have, but just by a tick. The stats are before Obamacare, the uninsured it's about 18 million. Obamacare brought it down to about 10 million. And what? That's not counting Medicaid and Medicare. But the uninsured private sector people got down to 10 million, and they predict in 5 years it'll be back at about 18 million. So it'll be sort of where we were before.
But it's not going to pass.
Probably not, but it's close. You know, we're just convincing, I think, two or three senators away from this passing, but it's kind of.
But I heard it referred to as repeal and replace.
That
and you were saying the other day it wasn't.
Yeah, and I found a guy that said it better than me, Rand Paul.
Conservatives want a repeal bill. I want a bill that looks like, feels like, and is a repeal bill. My fear is that when I look at this, I keep reading it, and it's like, it sounds like Obamacare to me. It doesn't even sound like Obamacare light. In some areas, it may be Obamacare plus on the subsidy side. We can't have a bill that spends more than Obamacare in the first couple of years and call that a repeal bill. So, yes, we should be for repeal, but we also have to have sufficient confidence in capitalism, competition, and free markets. And I don't think we do. I think we're replacing it with about, you know, here's a little Obamacare, here's another little Obamacare. But we don't really believe that the market will work because what we're doing is the death spiral that we've talked about so much, we're just dumping a bunch of federal money into the individual market and saying prices will be lower. But, you know, you could do that for new cars. Why don't we propose a new car stabilization fund or a college stabilization fund or an iPhone stabilization fund
or puppies.
Those would not
right?
be Republican ideas and they would be laughed out of Congress. The same should happen for a stabilization fund where we dump taxpayer dollars into insurance companies' coffers that are already making $15 billion a year.
Sounds familiar, doesn't it? Sounds like your partner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did like the puppy version.
Yeah,
it really correlated to make some sense. When you look at it that way, it makes you like, yeah, this healthcare thing's not quite making sense.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's just it's emotional, you know. I mean, healthcare is like different than so many other goods or services because, you know, for a lot of people, their life depends on it. Your life doesn't depend on a puppy, but That's what makes you emotional and therefore irrational. It makes you leave the realm of logic because your heart is drawing you in the wrong direction.
And people get emotional about puppies as well.
All right, let's get into this market. We may have to do the numbers early today because I'm still trying to figure out what happened about, what was it, 10 o'clock Eastern time? Would that make it? No, it might have been 11 o'clock Eastern time, 10 o'clock our time. You look at the Dow, it just did a ski slope. Oh, I'm on the wrong chart. It did a ski slope at 10:30 Eastern time. And the NASDAQ seemed to start to slide a little bit sooner than the S&P. I don't know if it sort of preceded it, but the Dow and S&P, the NASDAQ started earlier and wasn't as steep, but the S&P and Dow are almost identical. Something at 10:30. Someone said something. Was that when the CBO score came out or... Because I was trying to look for that when we got back from visiting our buddies on the coast. Because the timing may explain something. But it seemed like the market kind of popped back and looks like a flat day. But, man, it was up huge over the weekend. There was a big gap up to start the day. So when you look at it over a week's chart, it wasn't so much of a loss as it gave up the gigantic gains over the weekend, thus the flat day. Your thoughts, Gregory?
I still got what we talked about earlier. I thought Yahoo affected the market, but maybe I was wrong on that. But it was obviously the NASDAQ led that downturn and pulled everything with it. It did rest, didn't go as far as the NASDAQ did, and then the market kind of, they followed the same movement the rest of the day. NASDAQ moved up actually more. The S&P and Dow kind of went sideways, sold off kind of right at the end of the day.
All right, if you want to join in the next segment, we're going to do the numbers. Go to GregoryRicks.com. Under the Winning at Life section, go to the numbers. If you have a financial situation, you want to get some immediate guidance, call this guy across the table from me. He knows a lot about your money. 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. You're listening to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
He'll save some money. How much do I say? As much as you possibly can. It's going to be horrible when the retirement button gets punched and that big income's given up. Best deal is to start saving early.
Gregory Ricks and Associates, the 401k and retirement authority. 504-832-9200, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or GregoryRicks.com. Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet our estate planning attorney, Wes Blanchard.
By placing all of your property in that trust, you don't necessarily own that, and so they don't need to come in and sign off on a review of your will. By setting up the trust, you avoid that entire process.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, GregoryRicks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
How do you go about finding out just what your company's 401k is investing in, and can you demand to know that? Are they required to tell you that?
Well, you've got choices inside of your 401k. You should be, and basically it amounts to mutual funds.
Do they tell you that?
Well, you're the one that should be picking them. Unless you've hired a service to pick them, like Fidelity, but you still have to make the full list of choices. You need to do a little work on it. It's just not, well, let me just throw some money here, because you need to understand how it's correlating to the market, how it's performing, its fees. I don't never look at anything as buy and hold.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Welcome back. This is Winning at Life. It is the Daily Wrap. You're listening to live Financial Talk Radio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker. If you have a financial situation, not sure what to do, you can join in the conversation, 504-260-0995. It can be about mutual funds, that pension lump sum, Social Security. It is Social Security Monday. Anyhow, we kind of like that topic today. 504-260-0995.
You want me to make you regret your entire day, Gregory Ricks?
How could you do that?
You didn't order the sausage. You said you were going to do that next time we went, and it went by, and no one got it. And
you didn't get it?
I didn't get it.
And I didn't get it.
No, I was supposed to remind you, and I didn't.
Okay.
You got greedy, and you went. I mean, you even got a two-meat plate. I even went one-meat plate because, you know, it's Speedo season. And I knew I only ate half my food last time, so.
I didn't eat all of mine either, but darn, I should have got the sausage. All right, what would be my combo? I guess the brisket.
Tell them where we went. They don't know where he doesn't know where we went.
I know. We were on the Gulf Coast. We're having meetings. We're working out doing the show the last weekend of cruising the coast from the coast.
Yes.
So not we're working out location and such in details. I think we've worked out the technical aspect of everything. And then, gosh, we went to this, it's kind of looks like a shack. It's got windows that don't match, holes in it. Oh, the shed.
Yes, the shed.
The shed. Man, was it good. They were packed today as well. Very popular on Mondays, I guess. Yeah, and I ordered the brisket and the pulled pork, the beans, and the mac and cheese. I don't remember if I ordered mac and cheese last time, but it was good. It's all good. But now you were like, darn, I messed up. I should have ordered the brisket and sausage, I guess.
Yeah, I went just straight pulled pork. Maybe I'll do the sandwich next time, but I feel appropriately guilty for not reminding you, which means I'm not very guilty, just appropriately guilty.
And I don't know. I order the same thing. Maybe I should get the ribs and sausage next time. That's what I'll do. Completely different.
We'll remember that because I want to do that. I've already determined I'm getting the ribs next time.
Okay.
So just we need to find another excuse to go over there. You know, you guys need to change a light bulb or something. We'll be there to help you out. But, you know, you're from the area.
Saw people I knew today there as well.
But you haven't driven that strip from 90, like across, because we came down to Ocean Springs and like, let's just drive the coast to see what's changed. So I've been there a few times in the last year, but you've been there 10 years, 20 years ago, 30 years ago as well.
Yeah.
A lot of new stuff, huh?
Yeah. Driving the 90 all the way from that exit we took at the shed, and then we went straight down. If you had taken a left, would have taken us to Ingalls. But we basically drove 90 all the way to Silver Slipper.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Followed the coast the whole way, and then we turn up and went to the interstate. I guess we ran out of road anyhow doing that, but just looking at all the changes, I've not made that drive in a heck of a long time.
You know, the first time I made it was probably 2001, and it's drastically different since when I did it. I mean, Katrina changed everything, but I don't want to say it changed it for the better, but there's a lot of good things that are there after Katrina that were not there before Katrina.
And there's a lot of neat things that are no longer there. But everything's for sale, it looks like.
Oh, the real estate.
The real estate.
It's hot spot, huh?
Whether a house is on it or not, it's for sale. It was really surprising. Waiting for that casino to come along. We want your land.
Well, here's also a beautiful part is the people that buy residential and they want to live on the beach, they're not building 1,600 square foot cottages. They are building these architectural marvels that one day I hope I get to live in a house like one of those. It's just Great. You didn't get to see half of them because you were driving. My head was just looking out the window, out the passenger window.
Which area was that? This side of Gulfport?
Basically any empty stretch between patches of town.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's the houses were fantastic. And half of them, it didn't look like they were bustling. Are these all vacation houses? Or probably predominantly vacation houses? That's a great way to live life.
I don't know. When we had passed Gulfport, went beyond there where Island View Casino is. Mm-hmm. Once we passed that stretch, the for sale signs started slowing and it looked more residential and vacation when you're getting closer to Waveland there. It's really looking vacation-like in that case.
Yeah. Well, I think the two most impressive there may be three. Like when you come up the bridge from Ocean Springs, seeing the Golden Nugget and all the building right up there by the bridge. But that
when you come off that bridge.
Yeah, that little stretch in Biloxi where it's like the Beau Rivage and the Hard Rock and those right next to each other. That looks glitzy and glamorous. That looks like a little slice of Vegas, but it's on a beach. And Vegas is pretty far from the nearest ocean. But then the next little part that just boomed up since I first saw it. And it's almost unrecognizable from what it was 10 years ago. It was past Christiane. They just rocked up some little strip right there on the beach when you come off of that bridge, right? That looks different. It all looks new, too, and it's pretty, and it looks cool, and it's colorful, and it was packed, and it's summertime, even on a Monday.
Yeah, that's a huge structure. It was surprising, impressive.
Yes.
I had not seen it before.
So
I may have, but it just been so long on driving that stretch.
It was a fun little scouting trip for cruising on the coast. Y'all stay tuned. We'll let you know whenever we settle on where we're going to be, probably Friday and Saturday during the event. We may try and squeeze ourselves into some other events as well. You ready to knock out these numbers here?
Yes.
All right. So it was a mixed day, but I would call it more of a flat day. The Dow Jones was up 0.07% after opening up gigantically huge from the close on Friday that did the little black diamond ski slope right back down to earth and then just kind of rested and went sideways the rest of the day. 21,409. So wait, is that technically a record? I think technically I forgot what the record was. That might be. S&P up almost an identical amount, 0.03%. So it just ticked up, not even a whole point. 24.39 is where it's at. NASDAQ, it lost 0.29%. So 62.47 is where it's at. And Russell was the big guy fighting it out, 0.13% up. That's a flat day, but the biggest gainer we had, 14.16 on the Russell 2000.
It wasn't a record, but close.
Nice. Because it just backed off from last week's record, huh?
Yeah.
Okay.
So where'd we stop at?
Russell 2000.
Russell, yep. The 10-year Treasury still in really low territory, 2.142% on 10-year Treasury. Still really crazy when you think about that kind of anomaly.
Now, that 30-year mortgage, is it below 3.9?
Nope, it's still at 3.9.
Oh, so it's tailing just a little bit by like 0.01%.
Yeah, it showed a week ago close was at 3.93%. And that's another thing you and I had talked about today, how money is going into treasuries, but money's also going into the market still.
And, yeah, and what they taught us in college is it's not supposed to go into both at the same time. If money's going from the stocks to bonds and the stocks are going to go down, bonds are going to rally. If it's going the other way, money's going to stock market, it's going to be pulled out of bonds. No, we're not seeing any of that.
Crude oil.
I have no idea what's going on with that.
Crude oil looks like, well, we're showing aftermarket. There's no change, which is surprising. But I think we had a tick up in oil today. It closed at 43.38. And gold was off. It closed at $1,242.90. Aftermarket shows it's a tick up.
All right, let me do this quick. Arthur Laffer, inventor of the Laffer curve, was on Varney this morning on Fox Business. And he was asked, you know, do you think cheap oil is going to help this economy boom pretty soon? And there's about 3 points we're going to address in the next segment here. But
the drop in the price of oil is an extraordinarily stimulative factor in this economy. And remember, the neat thing about oil versus the stock market, Stuart, which we've talked about a lot of times in the past, is the price of oil reflects the current economy. The stock market reflects what the economy will be. And the two are slightly different metrics. And I think the two are just showing us we're in for a nice boom ahead of us.
Am I right when I say that six states will be below $2 a gallon by the end of this week? Art Laffer, am I on track?
I think you're right on track. In fact, I'm surprised that oil is as high as it is.
We saw the TA in Slidell, $1.94.
Oh, no. At one point, you know, when oil was cheap, it wasn't necessarily a good thing. You know, we've had a horrible economy and oil be cheap. Now we've got an improving economy and oil's still going to be cheap.
Yeah, but all in all, you know, cheaper energy, I guess it should have some upward pressure on the economy. Might speak to how bad the downturn was. Wow, we had gas go from $4 to $2 and we still were in an economic downturn.
But this isn't it going from 80 to 30 or 100 a barrel to 30 a barrel. This is it moving from 50 to 42, going to move a little bit lower. This is different. Oil is where it's going to be in this range for a while. I don't mean at 42 or 43. It'll move back up, then move back down. We're not getting to 80 for a decade or 20 years.
Financial Situations, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
It has become as much a part of summer in New Orleans as swimming holes and snowballs. It's the Feed the Multitudes 4th of July Festival at the Victory Fellowship Church on Airline in Metairie. This year, the 28th annual event. The day includes free food, games for the kids, a water slide, face painting, and more. And it's all made possible through the help of volunteers. Do you have a few hours to give back this Independence Day? Go to victoryfellowship.net. A message from WRNO Communities, helping to make a difference in New Orleans.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
What do you know about a Roth 401k? Is that an actuality?
Yeah, for the most part, we've always had the traditional 401k. It's pre-tax money that grows tax-deferred. Mm-hmm. More and more plans are adding Roth as an option, and what you're doing is you're putting in after-tax dollars. So it's not
right
saving you any tax money, but that money then is growing tax-free. And the firm could be also contributing after-tax dollars to you. So you have tax liability on that. But the magic of Roth is giving it enough time to where that tax-free growth compounds. I really want it to double.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
How often do you worry about money? James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Everybody's mindset is to be a millionaire at retirement because of inflation and lost buying power. Remember, in 1974, a Big Mac cost 75 cents. Is that some inflation or what?
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10. News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Fox News Radio. I'm Lee Silasera. The nonpartisan Congressional Budget Office with its scorecard of the Senate health care plan warning that 22 million people will lose their insurance by 2026.
South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham's reaction.
I think it's going to be harder to get to 50, not easier.
50 is the number of Republican senators need to advance the bill without any support from Democrats. A procedural vote is expected this week.
Fox's Jared Halpern on Capitol Hill. President Trump pleased with the Supreme Court ruling on his so-called travel ban.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer also touting the judicial victory.
His number one responsibility as commander-in-chief is to keep the American people safe, and that's exactly what this executive order does.
The justices will review the broader constitutional issues over executive authority on immigration, with oral arguments to be held in the fall.
Fox's John Decker at the White House. Fox News. We report, you decide.
The contents of this show are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only and is not meant to take place of your attorney, accountant, tax professional, personal trainer, football coach, interior decorator, or those fortune tellers at Jackson Square. Please consult a financial advisor before making all investment decisions.
Gregory Ricks & Associates is a registered investment advisory firm. If you'd like a copy of Form ADV, our full disclosures, call the office 504-832-9200 or go to gregoryricks.com.
Might have a little dirt on my boots, but I'm taking you uptown tonight. Might have a little mud on my wheels, but they gonna shine with you up inside. Gonna hit the club, gonna cut a rug, burn it up like neon lights. Might have a little dirt on.
We keep an eye on your money and update you daily. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
You're listening to Live Financial Talk Radio. This is Winning at Life, the daily wrap on iHeartRadio. I'm your host, Gregory Ricks, along with James Parker. Come on, throw some questions our way. So it could be about the market, the Laffer curve, healthcare, lump sum, pension offer. What do you do with it? You still want to keep those A-share mutual funds? How about fixed annuities? Social Security, 504-260-0995.
All right, now in honor of Social Security Mondays, my dad's full retirement age is different than my mom's full retirement age, Gregory. So you kind of know the time frame in which one of them was born. My dad's full retirement age is 66. He was born between 1943 and 1954. He's born in 51. My mom's, though, is 66 and 4 months. Because she was born in 1956. If you were 55 at 66 and 2 months, 57 at 66 and 6 months, 58, 66 and 8 months. Easiest to remember there. 59 would be 66 and 10 months. And then if you were born 1960 or later, 67. So I guess we have the same.
So that's the only year they went by the months. At 67, it's 67.
No. It was at 58, it's 66 and 8 months.
Right.
58.
Okay.
Yeah. 58, 66, and 8. But you and I have the same retirement age. How could that possibly be? We were, they stopped staggering it. Why did they stop staggering it?
Because you're getting real close to 70 once again to turn it on if you keep staggering. But I think that day's going to come for somebody, maybe millennials.
Why not? It should. Well, what if full retirement age is 70, but you can still turn it on early at 62? You just take a whopping haircut. You know how solvent Social Security would be from here on out? The math would turn around immediately.
Yeah, but, you know, that's kind of weird anomaly of it. If they're going to keep doing that, then you're going to have people turning it on past 70 for their FRA. So it's kind of. What they could end up going to is a reshaping of that system. And then why are we having an early turn on of Social Security? I don't know that they can get away from that because of people, health, or whatever the case, and retiring early. But not that everybody gets to go past 70 to turn it on, but if they're not allowing you to, say, turn it on at 67 and 6 months or roll it up to 68, you should be able to defer longer, I would think, would be part of that equation. And then next thing you know, you're going, well, you can't turn it on until you're age 70.
Good.
Just kind of thinking about that, how that works out.
Well, you know, I think that's good, but we have jobs that require no physical dexterity.
But when they also start thinking about that, is you're, they're forcing you to take a higher payout if you're going to wait.
No, no. You're
so they don't get the discount. The government doesn't get the discount.
What if you're 100%? Whatever my 100% is now, what if it just is 70? And then they keep going 8% backwards to 62. Then I would get a fraction of my check.
Yeah.
See, that could help them out.
It becomes a bigger problem for them at this point.
All right, we're gonna tell my mom the list of information she's gonna need to sign up for Social Security. You would think you could show up with your ID. Yeah, James Parker, here's my Social Security number, and they'd be able to look you up because they have everything else on me. They have every dollar I've ever made in a database. I found this out because I pulled it off when I went to ssa.gov and got my own account. It's like, y'all know every dollar I've ever made, and you have an expected date of death for me? But no, we're going to talk to Steve and Homa first. Steve and Homa, congratulations. You're going to be first up on Winning It Live with Gregory Ricks. How can we help you, sir?
James, Gregory, thank you. This is Steve. Y'all have met me already. I'm due for a questionnaire, an assessment at making an appointment with y'all. I had already made the public invite to meet y'all and all, the meet and greet, and that's fantastic. People ought to get in on that. And what happens is I have a Social Security question, and it's a unique one where I'm worrying about my wife and I in this relationship here. Is she's 6 years younger than me. I'm 63. Now, in regard to Social Security, when you could defer and delay and all that stuff, and they changed it, my thinking was, is she has made the good money, and I was kind of like public situation. I do have about $24,000 a year on a permanent pension I'm receiving now, and I'm still working somewhere else. And Social Security-wise, I really ain't going to have a whole lot. So I'm wondering this, that if she retires at 62, and then as soon as she reaches 62, I'll be older, let's say 68. Will it be possible to get half of her Social Security? Because I'm not going to get much no matter what it is. So I'm just generally trying to hit this age thing because she's made the money and I got the pension. And if you need any background on all the other stuff I have, that's basically covered.
What is your pension coming from?
It's coming from a school system.
State of Louisiana?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, it's not going to affect you much her whenever she turns hers on. Really, what you're asking about, if she turns it on at 66 and half of her benefit would be larger than what you're drawing, could you switch to that? Yeah, technically you could, except you're basically opted out the system.
Right.
Because of your age. Because of your employer, you work for the state, part of that. Mm-hmm. You need like 35 years of substantial earning. So you needed to, besides teaching or working in the state program, you needed another full-time job outside of that for that to go away. So,
Mr. Gregory, fine-tuning that, I'm presently, I'm going to have my 40 quarters and as you just mentioned, I wouldn't have a substantial amount for 35 years. I'll be in for like 10 years, get my 40 quarters, and my wife's got the good money. So what about if basically she would retire at 62? Could I get half of Social Security then? Because then I would be like say, 68. The point being is if she retires early at 62, and then I get on her Social Security, we actually would both get a raise because for the amount that she makes and I get half of her Social Security, I'll probably end up with about another $20,000 a year. Does that make any sense to you? Hug on at 62.
It does. You can't work your way around this, though. The windfall elimination provision doesn't apply if you're a federal worker first hired after December 31st of 1983.
Mm-hmm.
You were employed on December 31st, 1983, by a nonprofit organization that didn't withhold Social Security taxes from your pay. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, excuse you, but I do have that. I actually have a letter from the retirement system, and I made a point to get it because I started in 73, and when the pension offset and the GPEO, whatever happened, I made it in time not to I'll get my full Social Security benefit because I beat that 1985 or whatever that deadline was. I have beat that, so when I do get Social Security, I won't have all that government offset and the other one, whatever it was.
Okay, so we got to go back to where does this really benefit you because of drawing half of the spouse now?
Mm-hmm. Would I get half, Mr. Gregory?
When are you planning to turn yours on?
You have to do
it at FRA, full retirement age. Otherwise, you're taking a haircut, then you're taking a haircut on hers. And to draw from her benefit, she's got to wait to 66 to turn it as well. The key point is her FRA, and I'm just assuming it's 66. We went through the birth years earlier.
Yes.
But it's
66 also, it would take me.
Yeah, but you're needing her to be at 66, then being based upon that exception, you could switch to her and draw half of her benefit.
Mm-hmm. Would I have to start drawing at 66? I could actually wait even all the way till 70.
No, when she's 66.
She's 66. You can start early. The haircut carries forward, but...
Mm-hmm.
But the key is she's got to be 66,
yeah.
FRA, that is, her full retirement age, and then
retirement
you can switch
age.
To it if it's larger.
Right. And, Mr. Gregory, let me ask you this, just backing up on that. I accept what you say and understand. Now, if she would retire early at 62 and take a haircut to some degree, would that put me in a position where I would be able to get that benefit half or whatever it is? If she'd retired 62.
You want to hang on 3 minutes? We're up against the break here, Steve. Or Gregory, just look it up on the break. We'll say it on the air. Keep listening for us, Steve. If you want to be next, 504-260-0995. I'm James Parker. It's Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. About money. James Parker here. You know, you don't have to worry about what's going to happen with your 401k when the stock market takes a dive again. You don't have to worry about running out of money when you retire. You can get your financial life in order, but it's a lot easier if you get some help. Find out if you're a good fit for Gregory Ricks and Associates. Come to our next live event. To reserve your seat, go to GregoryRicks.com, download the Gregory Ricks and Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
If you've got a financial situation and you're not quite sure what to do, you better call Gregory.
Yeah, we talk about stocks and all these different choices and where we think a bottom might be, and you have to be careful with all of your decisions and seek professional licensed help in doing this.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks, weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
You've messed up your daughter's haircut. Do you A, get spiritual?
Mom, where's the mirror?
Beauty is within. Oh.
B, find the positives.
Less time blow drying, more time texting.
Or C, show empathy.
Mom, you really don't have to.
Twinsies!
I kinda love it. You don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on adoption, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Gregory Ricks and Associates brings you the Total Wealth Authority, the team to handle all aspects of your money. Meet Dwayne Stein,
of Mortgage Gumbo.
Every time I ask it how many homeowners are in the audience, it's 100%, let's say 90% to be safe. But then when I say how many are in a retirement home, you go down to 10, 20%.
The Total Wealth Authority. Summon us with the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, gregoryricks.com, or 504-832-9200.
The Ricks Report with Gregory Ricks.
I have a meeting this week. We basically were showing her how to turn on income and be realistic about what the assets can generate. But one of the things I talked to her about to seriously consider when it's time to retire is do a reverse mortgage. She's not worried about leaving it to the kids. She doesn't want to borrow equity out of it. Simplify this. Do a reverse mortgage that makes that payment go away. So now that money that was in her budget now is excess money. Really means she could reduce the burden on the income she's taken from the assets or live life a little bit larger.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks. Weeknights at 7, Saturday morning at 10 on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Find me at gregoryricks.com, the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, or 504-832-9200.
Tell me what you want to hear.
For your wallet's ears. Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on News Talk 99.5 WRNO.
Hey, welcome back to Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio. You know, you heard our last caller, Stephen Homa, talk about our Gregory Ricks live events. We have another one coming up July 13th. This is another special one, ladies only. It is a women's event. Guys, you can come to our next one in August, August 23rd, if I remember correctly. But ladies, this is your financial first date. You know, we don't expect anyone to just kind of come into the office and start handing over money without meeting us first and just having a nice sort of social experience where you get to know us and we get to know you. And, you know, if we like each other, we'll go forward, you know, whether Chuck Woolery pays for it or not. So if you want to RSVP, it's already starting to fill up. Go to gregoryricks.com, download the Gregory Ricks & Associates app, and you can thumb your way over to the RSVP there. Or you can call the office. This is the office number. It's not for the show. 504-832-9200. 504-832-9200. All right. Follow up, Steve from HOMA. Just put a little bow on this present.
Okay. Your full spouse's benefit could be up to one half the amount your spouse is entitled to receive at their full retirement age. If you choose to begin receiving spouse benefits before you reach full retirement age, your benefit amount will be permanently reduced. You will receive your full spouse's benefit amount if you wait until you reach full retirement age to begin receiving benefits. You will also receive the full amount if you are caring for a child entitled to receive benefits on your spouse's record who is younger than age 16 or disabled. If you do not have enough credits to qualify for your own Social Security benefits and you apply for your own retirement benefits and for benefits as a spouse, Social Security always pay your own benefits first. If your benefits as a spouse are higher than your own retirement benefits, you will get a combination of benefits equaling the higher spouse benefits.
Done. All right, so I'm just kind of getting my mom in advance. She's still a few years away. She's probably mad that I'm doing this to her. She's like, I don't need Social Security yet. Yeah, you will soon, Mom. It's okay. Here's what you're going to need when you go apply for Social Security: your Social Security number, your birth certificate. See, this all sounds weird. Shouldn't you just be able to swipe my ID? You don't know who I'm at? Go check that big old database in Utah. Apparently, we can filter everyone's emails, but y'all don't know who I am. You're in the Social Security office. You don't know who I am.
They need, a birth certificate.
They do need a birth certificate, yeah. Your W-2 forms or self-employment tax return for last year. Just last year, not last 10 years or anything, just most recent that they don't have.
Well, hold on a second. But she can sign up online.
Okay, but how do they do the W-2 forms? Like electronically, do you scan it and send them in? Shouldn't they already have this stuff on record, though? Like y'all, your computer can't talk to the IRS's computer? Aren't y'all like two blocks from each other? Can't you shout it out the window and have someone hear it? These guys are next door to each other. You talk to each other. Communicate. Your military discharge papers, if you had military service. Why would that be, Gregory? Why would you need military discharge papers? Is there like some sort of pension overlap or windfall elimination provision for like a military pension?
Gosh, if I had to put my hands on my discharge papers, I could not do so.
This will be a good Google for tomorrow's show. Your spouse's birth certificate and social security number if he or she is applying for benefits makes sense. The children's birth certificates and social security numbers if you're applying for children's benefits. Proof of U.S. citizenship or lawful alien status if you, and then in parentheses, or spouse or child, were not born in the United States, which means, hang on a second, we give social security benefits to lawful aliens, aliens with permanent legal residence. That's pretty nice. The name of your financial institution, routing number, and your account number so your benefits can be deposited directly into your account if you do not have a benefit. Blah, 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 blah. So that's not too bad. They got to stream down a little bit. You're right, though. I wonder how many people cannot find their military discharge papers. You don't get docked for like having a dishonorable discharge, do you?
Well, I was always told you don't want that on your record. So follow your orders.
Does it hurt your credit score to have a dishonorable discharge? Can you still get a Target
card? I don't
know.
I had an honorable discharge.
What are you now out of like unqualified? Like what is the negative connotation to a dishonorable discharge? Is there anything in your life that you would have been unable to attain had you had a dishonorable discharge?
Yeah, look, there's some consequences. I don't know what they are. I wasn't too worried about a dishonorable discharge.
See, that's one of the reasons I didn't go into the military is because I had a pretty high probability of walking out with a dishonorable discharge. I know me. I would do some prank. I thought it was funny. You know, just the old bucket on the door or something. All right. So there's the sign-up deal. Now, I found a meme. You know, I said it was today in the intro. I lied. It was yesterday. But it was one of these little GIFs. It's a meme of Eisenhower. See, have you ever seen this one before? Does that look familiar?
Yes.
Okay. So you've seen it too. Republican President Eisenhower rips the modern Tea Party is the colon. It says, this is the quote from purported to be from President Eisenhower. Should any political party attempt to abolish Social Security, unemployment insurance, and eliminate labor laws, you would never again hear of that party in our political history. There is a splinter group that believes you can do these things. Their number is negligible and they are stupid. So I went to Snopes. Did he really say, is that a real quote from Republican President Eisenhower? And actually it is, it's absolutely true. He said that quote November 8th, 1954. So he wasn't the first member of the Republican Party that was kind of weak in the knees when it comes to fiscal conservatism. They had a little bit of a history there. But, you know, war hero, decent fella. Pretty much loved because of most of his moderate stances. He was not so big on the ideology that I prefer, Gregory Ricks. I don't think me and Eisenhower would have got along in the fiscal sense too well.
Hate that for you.
That's it. Okay, you're sure Social Security is never going to be repealed. I'm pretty sure it's politically unpopular and will remain so in my lifetime. On a long enough time scale, of course it'll be repealed because it's fiscally irrational, I should say. Unemployment insurance, I think, at the federal level could and should go by the wayside, and that should be picked up by the states. Labor laws, any chance we ever get rid of those, Gregory?
No. You know, there has to be some core rules regarding labor laws or somebody's going to take advantage. there. So security, you're going to have certain portion of the population, no matter what benefits, what 401ks, IRAs, Roths, whatever, solos. What was it Obama's care came up with? My IRA. You know, people, there's going to be that segment's not going to save, so they're forced to throw Social Security. They are paying taxes, so how do you unwind something that everybody's been paying into and paying for? Theft? So you don't unwind it, but there's always that core that's going to need the money.
Yeah, I mean, I think there could be like a phase out where it transitions to the states at least, or if you make it voluntary, there could be an opt-out and it'll go away.
Have you heard about Illinois lately?
Yeah, and that would, and they only do that. That prevents them from printing money and debasing our monetary supply and all that good stuff. Yeah, there's positive consequences.
They're out of money.
Yeah, so they're going to not spend money on baseball stadiums because they're one of the people. New Kaminsky Park, they're not even done. Anyway, that's another one. Gregory Ricks, just real quick. An estimated 12 million Americans confess that they kept a source of money secret from their romantic partners. And that's not smart, because if they find out, then you're really in trouble.
We had a caller telling us about a safety deposit box.
That they didn't tell their spouse about. Right.
Well, he said she knew, but it's there so it would go to his son. It's a little gray.
Yeah. For more on that, go to YouTube. Find the Gregory Ricks segment that we did about 10 signs, financial signs your spouse is cheating on you, and it'll sound really familiar. All right. Your home away from the show is GregoryRicks.com and the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. Our next Gregory Ricks Live is coming up in just 2 weeks, July 13th. RSVP at the website, GregoryRicks.com, the Gregory Ricks and Associates app. Or call the office 504-832-9200. I'm James Parker. This has been Winning It Life with Gregory Ricks on iHeartRadio.
Winning at Life with Gregory Ricks is copyrighted by Gregory Ricks for the private use of our audience. Any unauthorized use of this broadcast without express consent by Gregory Ricks is prohibited.